Ephesians chapter 4. Therefore I, a prisoner for the sake of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all humility and meekness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being diligent to keep the unity which comes from the Spirit by keeping the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were also called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Now grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took captives and gave gifts to people. Now when it says, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the one who also ascended far above all the heavens, in order to fill all things. And he himself gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for the work of ministry, with the goal of building up the body of Christ, until we all attain unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, having grown into a mature person, reaching the measure of the full stature of Christ, so that we are no longer children, tossed here and there and blown around by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery and craftiness in carrying out their deceitful schemes. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, Christ. From him the whole body, being fitted together and held together by every supporting ligament, produces the growth of the body as each individual part does its proper function with the goal of building itself up in love. Therefore I say this and insist on it in the Lord. You must no longer walk as the Gentiles walk in their futile way of thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and are alienated from the life God gives because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. They have lost all sensitivity and have given themselves over to unrestrained behavior to engage in every kind of impurity with a desire for more and more. But that is not the way you learned Christ. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught the truth in him, because the truth is in Jesus, you are to put off the old self that belongs to your former way of life and that is being corrupted because of deceitful desires, and renew the thoughts of your mind, and put on the new self, which has been created in the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away falsehood, each one of you is to speak the truth to his neighbor, because we are members with one another. Be angry and yet do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your angry mood and do not give an opportunity to the devil. The one who steals must stop stealing, and instead he must labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he has something to give to the one who has need. Do not let corrupting talk come out of your mouth, but only what is good for building up others according to the need, so that it gives grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God with which you were sealed until the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness and rage and anger and angry shouting and slander, along with all malice. And instead be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God has forgiven you in union with Christ.